How old were you in the 1970s?
Well, I was born in 1968, so I was between the age of 2 and 12.
What were some hobbies or interests you had during the 1970s?
I loved to play sports. I liked to play the violin.
What types of clothing did you wear during this time period?
Bell bottoms was the big thing for the 1970s. Saddle shoes. That's the only two things I can remember that were kind of odd from today.
What are your personal views on Jimmy Carter's presidency?
I thought he was a good president. I was pretty young at the time, so I guess I didn't have any experience with other presidents that much, but he was better than President Ford, who had been before him. I do know that.
Do you feel that Jimmy Carter did enough to help the energy crisis?
From what I know of it, I think his biggest... Oh, I don't know enough about it. I don't remember.
What do you remember about the first time technology came out in the 1970s?
Technology. I can remember getting a microwave for the first time. I can remember getting a TV with a remote for the first time. I can remember having a game called Pong. It was the first thing ever out in the TV to play on the TV.
What was technology like during the 1970s?
Compared to today?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. No cell phones. Only landlines. Actually, we didn't even have computers. We had, I don't even know if we had word processors then. What else? We didn't have any games to play on the TVs, on the computer. No texting. I don't even think people at work worked with computers at all.
What were some of the worst things you remember about the Vietnam War?
Well, obviously, when it started, I wasn't even born yet. So I don't remember a whole lot about it because I was really young. I do remember that my uncle was in the war, in the Air Force. I do remember lots of talk about, like, the people that were in the war weren't liked very much and were protested against when they did come back. A lot of people died in that war. And I think a lot of people didn't really know why we were even at war with them.
Do you remember or know anything about stagflation?
No. I don't know if I ever even heard that term before.
Do you believe that the invasion on Cambodia was justified? Why or why not?
I don't know much about that either.
Were you at all interested in space exploration at this time?
No, I think I was too young to even know about it.
Did the oil crisis affect you personally? If not, do you know anyone that it affected?
Well, I have a funny story there, in that the way it affected us one time. There was a time in the 1970s when the oil crisis was going on that if you had an even number license plate, you could only get gas on even numbered days. And if you had an odd numbered license plate, you could only get gas on odd days. And one time we went up to Aunt Darcy and Uncle Ray's, and we left on the wrong day. Like, if our license plate was even, we left to come back home on an odd day. And we got into Pennsylvania, and we were running low on gas, and we didn't know what to do. It was almost to the point where we might have had to stay in a hotel and wait till the next day when we could get gas to get the rest of the way home. But luckily enough, we stopped at this gas station, and my dad explained the situation, and the guy there let us have enough gas to get home.
Have you heard of the Roe versus Wade case?
Yes.
What do you remember?
Well, I know it was a case about abortion. Whether abortion was legal or not legal. And I think at that point, abortion was not legal. And Roe versus Wade, they were actually people that sued to have it overturned, that it was legal. And they did then legalize it. It did, the case did win, and it was overturned.
What is your opinion on this case?
I don't know. I think everybody has the right to choose what they want to do. I don't think it should be a law. I think it should be a personal choice.
Do you remember the Watergate scandal?
Vaguely, but I do remember that it was President Nixon, and I don't know if it was him personally or he told people to secretly record other people. And then I think somewhere along the line, he realized that people found out what he was doing, and he tried to destroy the tapes.
What do you think was the purpose of the burglary at the Watergate complex?
I think the purpose of it was to steal the tapes so that they could be destroyed.
How do you feel about President Nixon in regards to the Watergate scandal?
Well, he did get impeached for that. He had to resign. In today's day and time, what he did then, people have done a lot worse since then. I don't know. I don't know enough about it to know how scandalous it really was.
How has being a part of the 1970s impacted your life positively and negatively?
Well, again, I was young. We didn't have the technology that we do now today, so that was probably, I guess that would be a con. pros to growing up in that age. Maybe it was more, it was simpler then. I think family was more important. Marriages stayed together more often than they do today. Women didn't work. Very few women worked, and I think that has a lot to do with marriage and family now. There's that disconnect because I think it was important for a mother to stay home. We're seeing the family unit disconnect.
If you could change anything about the 1970s, what would it be?
Well, we did seem to have a lot of major crises during that time. I don't know that I say we would change that. Obviously, it probably helped with technology. You know, things that don't go right, and you learn from failure. I don't know.